That's a pretty good inheritance, a double portion of Elijah's spirit, a mantle that can split rivers in two. I keep thinking I'd be lucky to get Grandma's ceramic precious moments collection at this point. Elisha did okay. His succession of Elijah in our first reading should show the power of God in their ministries. That's the key element traveling along with that fiery chariot. Amid our being impressed with what Elisha got, though, it's important to remember what Elisha gave, who Elisha is. He's a prophet who has left all behind to follow God, not even returning from the fields to wish his family goodbye. That's the way we're introduced to him. And now he becomes even more a prophet, literally taking Elijah's mantle. God is most likely not calling us to that specific lifestyle, itinerant preacher, prophet in the wilderness. He certainly is not calling us to that so that we can do neat tricks. But he has called us to be prophetic each, to live in the world and point on to bigger realities, to be a mouthpiece of his words, a doer of his actions. That's a pretty important inheritance too, one worth reflecting on at the beginning of this day.